This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the Indian space startup Yugantra for the success of Mission Scott. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "This is an important contribution of the growing Indian space industry towards enhancing our space situational awareness." In another social media post, Prime Minister expressed happiness over the encouraging results of the PM internship scheme. He said, "This is a big step towards empowering youth and building a future-ready workforce." Mr. Modi also expressed happiness over the country's emergence as a global leader in adopting artificial intelligence. He said this highlights the country's commitment to innovation and leveraging AI for transformational growth. Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal will be on a visit to Brussels for a high-level dialogue with the Commissioner of the European Commission for Trade and Economic Security, Mr. Mauro Sefcovic. In a statement, the Ministry of Commerce and Industry said that the three-day visit starting today underlines India's commitment to trade and investment ties with the European Union. During the visit, the two leaders are expected to hold a wide range of discussions, including India-European Union Free Trade Agreement negotiations and other bilateral trade matters. The ministry said that the leaders are expected to discuss the global economic situation amid trade disruptions. It added that the meeting will provide political direction to expedite the FTA negotiations and explore a commercially significant, balanced, equitable, ambitious and mutually beneficial agreement. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has approved 11,400 crore rupees revival package for Rashtriya Ispat Nigam Limited, RINL. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav told Media New Delhi yesterday the revival package was cleared in yesterday's cabinet meeting. He said IRNL is an important company in the country's steel sector located in Andhra Pradesh. Mr. Vaishnav said with the help of this package, all the employees of IRNL as well all the people connected with the economic activities of IRNL will be immensely benefited. Niti Aayog organized a workshop titled Carbon Capture Utilization and Storage CCUS in the Indian cement sector in New Delhi yesterday. The workshop was part of India's ongoing efforts to achieve its net zero target of 2070 and ensure a sustainable future. The objective of the workshop was to discuss sector-specific approaches to decarbonization and explore CCUS technologies as a cornerstone of India's strategy to reduce emissions by tailoring solutions to the unique challenges and opportunities in the cement sector. Amid the improving air quality in the national capital, Delhi, the Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, has decided to revoke Stage 3 of revised GRAP in the entire national capital region with immediate effect from yesterday. However, all actions under Stages 2 and 1 will remain invoked. They'll be implemented, intensified, monitored and reviewed by all agencies concerned in the entire NCR to ensure the air quality index levels do not rise further in the coming days. French President Emmanuel Macron has reaffirmed its commitment to support the Lebanese army during his visit to Beirut yesterday. In a joint press conference with Lebanon President Joseph Aoun, he said France will establish a new center to train 500 Lebanese soldiers. He also highlighted France's support for Lebanese sovereignty and its leadership's efforts to ensure the country's full control over its territory. Emmanuel Macron mentioned France's aspiration for the complete withdrawal of Israeli forces and for all weapons to be under the exclusive control of the Lebanese army. Lebanon President Joseph Aoun said the world's confidence in his country must be fully restored because the true and authentic Lebanon has returned. In the Khokho World Cup 2025, both the Indian men's and women's team have advanced to the semi-finals. Both teams have been exceptional throughout the tournament, remaining unbeaten in all their matches. The Indian men's team secured a dominant 140 victory over Sri Lanka at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium, New Delhi yesterday. The team put up on a brilliant show, scoring 58 points in turn one alone. Despite Sri Lanka's efforts, they couldn't match India's aggressive gameplay. In turn three, the Indian team launched a strong attacking barrage, which continued into turn 4. Meanwhile, the Indian women's team defeated Bangladesh with an impressive score of 109-16 at the same venue. Led by captain Priyanka Ingle, the team dominated all four turns of the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.